You assume the place of a terrorist simply by identifying with an ethnic group. The marks on your face are distinct to this clan of cattle rearers and herders, so you must be one of them. And when you speak, your tongue gives you away. It rolls in the only way it knows how, and your accent is pronounced. Your eyes are pleading, and you vow you are not among the feared men who terrorize and kidnap and cause the death of innocent lives. Welcome to Vestiges of Violence. Here, we talk about survivors. For Human Angle, I am Sabika. Today we hear the story of Umar, a Fulani man who suffered several terrorist attacks on his village and then saw the community in which he lived turn on him for no other reason than his identity. Umar, like so many others, is a victim of ethnic profiling. Umar, a farmer and cattle herder, lived with his family in Rugoji, a village in Kafur local government, Kaduna. The Fulani are often cattle herders and pastoralists whose livelihood is in their herds of cows. Once, they traveled large distances to find fresh grazing for their herds. But these days, many have become mostly settled in their ways, living around a particular community. This year, terrorists attacked the village of Rugoji several times in just a few weeks. News spread, and so did resentment. Everyone was sure the terrorists who attacked the village were from the Fulani ethnic group. After the attacks, the people of Rugoji became hostile towards the community of Fulani who had lived in the area for several years. Umar and his family had nothing to do with the attack, but the hostility became unbearable for him, so he fled after losing his source of livelihood. Umar described his predicament as a double-edged sword. On the one hand, he had not been spared from the attack by the terrorists, despite the fact that they were of the same clan. On the other hand, the members of the Hausa community now distrusted people like him. They accused him of being an ally of the terrorists and bullied him because of it. Either way, Umar did not feel safe. Umar endured life in Rugoji until one day, everything changed. He learned that the terrorists wanted to recruit his son into their group. When he refused, they kidnapped him for 6 weeks, killed his daughter, and stole his herd of 27 cattle. Umar left Kaduna with his two wives and 13 children. They sought home in Zamfara, but life has not been easy. Despite fleeing from the aggression in Kaduna, Umar did not find peace in Zamfara. The people in Gusau were not warm or welcoming.
Gusau people are an uncultured society that cares only for itself, to the detriment of other tribes, mostly those that are of Fulani extraction.
Umar cannot sponsor his kids to school nor feed his family. Only one of his sons, Halilu, was sent to school in Zaria, Kaduna State. His focus otherwise is how to sustain an income enough to cater for his large family.
I have no cow to source milk from for our home. My farms are inaccessible, and I could not get one even for hire here in Zamfara. When we ask for a loan or food, they will boldly tell me no, because according to them, I am a Fulani whose clan destroys their peace.
Umar's only crime is being Fulani. He has found himself bearing the consequences of the actions of terrorists who identify as Fulani. He is not one of them, but his neighbors do not believe that. They see him as a character that depicts the cause of their suffering. Because of this, he too suffers. In order to protect the identities of survivors, we used voice actors for this episode. If you or anyone you know have a story to share on Vestiges of Violence, do not hesitate to get in touch with us.